Delegates, I think it's time for us to start the proceedings of the CC Executive Committee. Before we take on the next item for new work, I would like to give the floor to the Chair. Madam Chair.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. As many of you will recall, some months ago I sent around an email to this whole group suggesting that it would be a nice thing for us to thank Ezzedine Boutrieff, who was the director of the program within which CODEX functioned in FAO. He retired in December. And for many, many years, as you know, he successfully defended the budget for CODEX, which is mostly provided by FAO. And really, we didn't give him a proper send-off, I think, when he retired. So what I suggested to do was to have a farewell from this committee. CODEX officially can't do it because there are a million rules about giving awards, but we can. So what I have done is I have a poster, the CODEX poster, which shows the apple. And tonight at the reception, I would ask each one of you as members of the committee to sign it, all over it. And I have purchased for him a crystal apple that absolutely perfectly looks like the CODEX apple. And so we'll give him a poster signed by all of us, and it's an American crystal company called Steuben, a crystal apple, so that it's very heavy. So if he has any papers to weigh down, he'll do a good job. He will always remember CODEX, because I'm sure we will always remember him. So tonight at the reception, I'll have the poster and a black marking pen for everyone to sign. So thank you. And then there was one other item. The coordinator for Latin America and the Caribbean joined us late this morning because she was delayed. Her airplane was delayed. This prevented her from making an intervention that she had wanted to make at that time. So with your indulgence, we'll give her the floor now, because she literally wasn't in Geneva when she would have spoken. So, coordinator for Latin America.
Muchas gracias, señora presidenta, y una disculpa a todos por llegar tarde. A nombre de la delegación de Colombia, me han pedido presentar al comité ejecutivo una solicitud de revisión del mandato del Comité de Frutas y Hortalizas Frescas en lo que respecta a la relación de este comité con la UNESCO. Y en este sentido queremos que se revise en otros asuntos en este punto de la agenda. Muchas gracias.
Thank you very much, Coordinator for Latin America and the Caribbean. If the committee can agree, then we will include under other business a discussion of the terms of reference of the Committee on Fresh Fruits and Vegetables, specifically as it relates to the UNECE and its relations to the UNECE. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Madam Chair. We now get back to the new work proposals. The next in line is a proposal from CCFH for developing guidelines for the control of specific zoonotic parasites in meat. And the proposal is for Trichinella spiralis. I note from the document that the purpose of This work is to review the global problem associated with parasites. There's an electronic working group led by EU and New Zealand. But I also note from the report of the Food Hygiene Committee that the United States had mentioned that currently OIE is working on this issue. And therefore, the new work should refer to the OIE document. I would request the Executive Committee to consider this proposal for new work and let us have your comments. Member from North America, please.
Thank you, Chair. Well, we've had quite a bit of discussion about this proposal, and there was quite a bit of discussion at the committee as well. I think that it brings up a discussion that perhaps we need to have about how committees set priorities, how committees decide what work they need to do. And I think that this committee ought to perhaps reaffirm with the Committee on Food Hygiene that there was a process, a thought process used to determine that this was a priority item with public health significance and important for fair practices in trade as it relates to other food hygiene issues that the committee might take up. And so I think it speaks to the need for this committee perhaps to think about those types of issues, and maybe, and this is a discussion that we might have a little later during strategic planning, on committees in general, looking at how do they decide what work to take up. Is it are there cases where committees are filling their agenda in order to keep going, or just taking on work because they have space on their agenda? And so the question is, I think that we need to ask the committees, are they engaged in a serious priority setting exercise, even when as this committee does have, it does have a priority work group. I think that that's a question that was raised with this particular issue and perhaps can be more globally discussed with other committees as well. Thank you.
Thank you, member from North America. Any other points, any other comments? Madam Chair.
I read this proposal very, very carefully and am concerned about the point made by the member for North America. It's not clear in this proposal how this decision to choose these two parasites, Trichinella spiralis and Cysticercus bovis, why these two parasites were chosen out of all parasites with public health significance. And there are parasites present in food with public health significance, but they aren't apparently the first ones that this committee is choosing to deal with. I find that puzzling. As the member for North America said, that committee actually has a priority setting process. I know because I was chair when it was developed, and I don't understand how those two parasites could be chosen in the face of public health concern for other parasites. I'm concerned about two other aspects of this proposal as well. One is that the proposal says that it is designed, the new work is designed to develop a risk-based approach to control of these parasites, and yet it also acknowledges it does not intend to conduct a risk assessment. That's internally inconsistent. I don't understand that. And I think this committee is, in the course of its critical review of this new work, should ask the committee, in addition to the first question, how those two things can be true. Reference is made to national risk assessments, but it's not clear to what end. But the committee does say it doesn't anticipate asking that a risk assessment be done. And the third point is that the committee makes it very clear, and this is true, that OIE, which has obviously important authority and work in the area of zoonotic diseases, has an old standard on Trichinella spiralis that they are currently updating. But they're not finished yet. The proposal makes a very clear point that what the Codex Committee will do will depend heavily on what OIE develops, in which case it seems that we're getting a little ahead of ourselves. If OIE isn't finished yet, how can we start work when we need to know what OIE has, what's in OIE's guidance, because we will build on that. So I have those three concerns, and I think this committee, I suggest that this committee, in its critical review function, think about asking food hygiene to answer those questions before proceeding with this work.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Are there any other comments? I see no comments, so... Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't see. Member for Asia, please.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chair. We also wondered why this proposal was there, especially because now the OIE is working on it. And definitely, it's nobody's intention to have, at the end, two different standards or recommendations. In my view, the OIE has the authority or expertise to work on this. So I wonder if OIE has the intention to do the risk-based work, which I don't know. I wonder, is it logical to wait until OIE finishes its work and see the final product to find out whether there is something we should do or we can do, and then make a decision to work on it or not? Thank you.
Thank you, Member from Asia. WSU, please.
If I get it on, thank you. Just with respect to the mandates, respective mandates of WHO and OIE, the mandate of OIE is as it relates to animal health versus WHO, obviously, as it relates to human health, and in the context of Codex, that's the context of this standard. So while, if I may say so, it would make sense to wait and take into account, what OIE is doing, I would like to point out that the mandates are really different and there may very well be additional work to be done within the Codex context. Thank you.
Thank you, WHO. Coordinator from Europe, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would like to suggest that this particular new acts are a good opportunity to establish closer relations between Codex and the OIE to avoid gaps, contradictions and duplications in areas where the mandates of Codex and the OIE interfaces. I would like to remind that while OIE concentrates its work at farm level, Codex measures should start from slaughter level. And taking into account a risk-based approach, it is required to do more information, more data concerning prevalence of, for example, Trichinella spiralis. So we have to do our work on different links in the food chain, so such kind of work will be useful if we will take such kind of work at Codex level. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Coordinator for Europe. Any other comments? Member from Europe, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I think this was a new work, I think, which Europe and New Zealand jointly proposed last year. I think I would also echo the point made by the Director of WHO about the distinction mandates between OIE and Codex, and I think there is probably a relevant piece of work to be done by Codex in this area. I understand the Chair's concern and the Member for North America's concerns, but I think this also raises the and there are certainly points we could make as an Executive Committee in terms of guidance back to CCFH. Whether we want to make this piece of work the example, if you like, of how much we want to direct committees in order to start new work or not to start new work is a point which we might discuss a little bit later on. I think the Member for North America makes a good point in terms of how committees set priorities, but again, I would say, do we want to make this particular issue the example that we start with? As I understand it, there was in the committee itself support for the work. With there were concerns, but there was overall support for the work. And again, given that we are trying to entrust committees and chairs with taking forward work, as I say, how interventionist do we wish to be in CC Exec? So it's just a few points that I would make there. Thank you.
Thank you, Member from Europe. The Chair would like to take the floor.
Thank you. In response to the comment by the Member from Europe, Member for Europe, it has been said before, in fact, very powerfully by a former occupant of your seat, that the single most important piece of work we do in the Executive Committee is critical review of new work. This is in fact the single most important thing that we do. So intervention is called for, and by the way, intervention, this is not the first time this committee would have suggested to not take up new work. That has been done before, when in the judgment of this committee there were sufficient questions about the validity or the soundness or the logic of the proposal. This would not be the first time. And when you combine those two facts, I think this committee needs to take, I mean, it should be taking a a very careful look at every single new work proposal that comes before us. I don't see that this is an example of making an example of this particular proposal. There have been everyone that we look at should get a critical review. And the questions that have been asked are the kinds of questions that we should be asking. Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Member from Europe would like to take the floor again.
Thank you. I'd like to agree with the Chair. Yes, the critical review is the most important aspect of this committee, and it's very useful to have the clarification that the Chair just made on work generally that's put before this committee, not just on this piece of work. Thank you.
Thank you, Member from Europe. Any other comments? Member from Asia. Sorry, please.
Well, I'm small, but the flag is not that small. I think the same size as the others. But anyway, our concern is based on the fact that despite what is written in the SPS agreement, OIE itself claims that its mandate includes food safety. But as you all know, the SPS agreement states that when it comes to the standard for food safety, it's us, Codex. So I'd like to sort of supplement my previous comment. When I said wait to see, it doesn't mean let them do from the beginning to the end. When there's anything, any component in their recommendation relates to food safety, we have to see it and make comment or even correction. I know that the OIE is eager to establish a common or unified standard, which may seem good, but our goal is to ensure the food safety of consumers. So as long as it is fulfilled, it's okay, but we have to really see it is fulfilled.
Thank you, member from Europe, from Asia. Member from Europe has been taking the floor a couple of times, so that's his name that's on my tongue. Any other comments? Having heard the views, I would suggest, and if the committee could agree, that we ask the Food Hygiene Committee to follow the priority setting criteria that they have established for themselves and of course we believe they would have reviewed this from that angle, but the proposal initially says that it is to review the global problem associated with parasites, and what they have selected are just two parasites at this point of time. Should they consider a risk-based model to make this proposal to carry out this work on guidelines on that framework? Of course, FAO and WHO do the prioritization, taking into account the public health issues and trade issues, and they develop a priority list of the parasites. We would like to know if the Food Hygiene Committee has taken that into account in making this proposal. So The proposal that I place before the committee here is to ask the Food Hygiene Committee to set out these guidelines and to prepare a proposal on a risk-based model. Can the committee agree to this proposal? WHO would like to take the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Just for clarification purpose, the proposal for these two specific parasites guideline came from some imminent interest from some member countries. But apart from these two specific parasites, the CCFH requested FAO, WHO to work on the prioritization of the parasites and the commodity-specific combinations. So we just issued the call for data recently, and we are now collecting the information data from the member countries and the interested parties. And based on this data and information, we will do the prioritization work to be the basis of the discussion at the following CCFH sessions. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, WHO. The coordinator from Africa, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I think at the beginning of discussion of this item, very critical issues have been raised by the chair and other delegations on the steps that the committee had used to arrive at this stage. If this committee is to offer any advice for further work by the Food Hygiene Committee, I think those issues must be clearly stated so they can factor it into their next steps. We should make sure that they have those issues or questions answered in their preparation. For the way forward, it's important.
Thank you, Coordinator for Africa. Member from North America, please.
Thank you. Well, we are aware that there is already a meeting scheduled of the work group to work on this document. If that's going to progress, I think it's important that we make clear that they need to be focused on the public health issues involved, the public health implications, and the Committee on Food Hygiene needs to have to direct that work in that direction. I think that there were some suggestions at the Food Hygiene Committee about the broader work on parasites, which to some of us made sense to be the starting point. But that was a decision of the committee to go in this direction. But I think it's very important that we make it clear that this has to be focused on the public health aspects and that the committee needs to review its priority work using that criteria, or using its criteria in the future.
Thank you, member from North America. Member from Southwest Pacific, please.
Press the wrong button. Thank you, Chair. We've listened carefully to the various comments that have come from members, as well as from the former chair of the committee itself. And it seems that three questions have been raised. One is about the prioritization process of the committee. And I think if I heard the member for North America correctly, she was raising broader questions, not that is perhaps has a generic application within CCFH. But my recollection is that CCFH was one of the committees that did establish a very rigorous process for prioritization, going back and was a leader in terms of other committees in that process. So for our part, we have got to express some confidence in that process and the rigor that underlies it. So we have taken that as given. But that said, you members have raised some questions which perhaps are worthy of further discussion in that committee generically as well as going forward in relation to this work. The second one is about selection of parasites. And there again, I would expect the project proposal to provide some rationale and justification for that. If it isn't clear, then that's an issue that clearly warrants further discussion in the committee. Linkages to the OIE work is important, but as was mentioned by WHO and a member for Europe and the coordinator of Europe, their mandates are very clear, and the focus of this work, and I think the project document itself very clearly recognises the strong coordination and collaborative effort that is going to be needed to make sure that, that the respective outputs of the two organisations are very clearly linked and do not duplicate and cross-reference relevant parts of each other's texts and so on. So I think there's a very clear recognition subsumed within the project documentation for close coordination in this work. Our view is that, and I think I should also mention that I think the member for North America has mentioned there is an imminent working group that is scheduled to meet in 2 or 3 weeks on this issue, and I know that a lot of work has been done in the interim since the preparation of the project documentation and the recommendation of CCFH. So we would hope that the momentum that is already built up for some of this work is not completely lost in terms of the process. But for the executive committee to recognize there are some valid questions that have been raised and these matters referred to the committee for further consideration, but consider that some work has already started in this process, and we hope that we won't lose the momentum of that. Thank you.
Thank you, member from Southwest Pacific. The chair would like to take the floor once again.
Again, thank you, Mr. Chair. And I take the comments of the member from the Southwest Pacific. I recall to this executive committee, however, that we know that committees frequently make proposals for new work before they have received the Commission's approval. And they know they are taking a risk when they do that. We should not, regardless of what we say to this committee, if we, and it sounds as though we are not talking about telling them not to hold the working group or to stop this work, but we should not be held hostage to work that a committee has started in the full knowledge that it is taking a risk when it does so. That could set a very, very bad trend, that committees start work and then they assume that because an argument is made that, well, they've already invested time and money in it, that pressures the commission into approving it. That is not a reason for approving new work. So I must take exception with that point. That would be a very dangerous road for this committee to proceed down. Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Yes, we do recognize the fact that decision is eventually taken at the Commission and not at the committee level, because new work has to be first approved by the Commission. Acknowledging that fact, I'm sure the committee has started its work, that there is a likelihood for acceptance of the proposal. On this proposal, except that a couple of things in the project document are contradictory in terms of risk-based or whether risk assessment is required or not required. From other angles, the critical review angle, the proposal is all right. And the sense of the committee, after hearing the subsequent interventions from the member from North America and Southwest Pacific and from Europe, is that we need to continue with this work, and we recommend to the Commission to approve this work, this new work on these two parasites. But I suggest this committee should make a recommendation to the Commission, through the Commission to the committee, that they should follow a risk-based approach while developing proposals and carrying out their work on parasites. With the new list, with the prioritized list that would be developed by WHO, that the committee should take into consideration the work done by WHO on this. And also they need to continue to monitor the work being done by OIE so that there is no duplication in the work. Can we agree on this? Can this committee agree on this? The chair also brings it to my notice that in the proposal, they do say that they take a risk-based approach, but they do not confirm that a risk assessment would be carried out. So the committee would need to consider whether to do a risk assessment while carrying out work on parasites. Are there any comments? Can the committee agree to the proposal made by me? There are no objections. Coordinator for Africa, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I would like some clarity on what we are approving. Are we approving new work as presented by the committee, or we are asking them to consider issues that have been raised by this committee before they proceed?
Thank you, Coordinator for Africa. Yes, we do recommend this proposal for new work with the suggestion that they consider doing a risk assessment while carrying out this work. While they do say that they take a risk-based approach in developing this document. The second suggestion is that they review the prioritization list that will be prepared by the WHO, and that they also monitor the work being done by the OIE so that there is no duplication of work. Thank you. We move to the next item on the agenda, the annex on melons to the Code of Hygienic Practices for Fresh Fruits and Vegetables. This is a proposal from the Food Hygiene Committee. Any comments, please? I see no comments, so we move ahead. Thank you very much. The next item for new work is the standards for fish oil. Are there any comments? This is a proposal from the Fats and Oils Committee. I see no comments. Thank you very much. The next proposal is amendment to the parameters for rice bran oil in the standard for named vegetable oils. This is again a proposal from the Fats and Oils Committee. Any comments, please? I see no comments. Thank you. The next item is principles for the use of sampling and testing in international food trade. This is a proposal from CCMAS. It's a comprehensive work that is being proposed. From the critical review angle, the project document seems to be okay. Any comments, please? No. Thank you very much. The next one is maximum levels for arsenic in rice. This is from the Contaminants Committee. Any comments on this proposal for new work? I see none. Thank you very much. We now move to Agenda 9, Add 1. The first item for new work is a proposal for developing a standard for Panela. It's a proposal submitted by Colombia. Any comments on this proposal? Member from Southwest Pacific, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I just had a question about which committee this work was actually going to be carried out by, as the, my understanding is it's some form of sugar derivative, and I'm not sure that our colleagues from the United Kingdom are prepared to start the committee up again for just one item of work. So that was just the question, that it wasn't clear to us which committee the work would actually be carried out by.
Member from Europe, you wanted to take the floor?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I think as the host country for Codex Sugars, we had been approached by the Codex Secretariat to consider whether we wished to take on this work. As you will recall, or those people who have been in Codex for some time will recall, the UK as host country to both the Codex Committee on Fats and Oils and the Codex Committee on Sugars offered both those committees back to the Codex family. Malaysia very kindly took on hosting the Codex Committee on Fats and Oils, but because there was very little work in the Sugars Committee, no country expressed an interest at that time. I think we are still keen to offer the Codex Sugars Committee back to another country who may wish to host this, and we are currently discussing with the Codex Secretariat when and how that should be done. It may be that we can offer it during this plenary session and a country may express an interest and take on the work, or we may need to at least initiate this work on Panela should CC Exec and the Commission agree, and then hand it over to whoever may take on the Sugars Committee in the future. So that's where we are. As I said, in any case, the UK is still of the mind to hand the Codex Sugars Committee back to Codex so another country could take it on as host. Thank you.
Thank you, member from Europe. Coordinator from Latin America, please.
Muchas gracias, señor presidente. Colombia está estoy hablando a nombre de Colombia aquí, pero Colombia está dispuesto a hospedar el comité mientras duren los trabajos del Panela, lo cual resolvería la situación planteada por el Reino Unido. Gracias. sería el comité, pero nada más en lo que duran los trabajos del panel, no para otros trabajos, nada más para este trabajo, dado que Colombia es quien lo está proponiendo. Pero bueno, supongo que eso se revisará con más atención en la comisión.
So thank you, Mr. Chair, and for the interventions, the reasonable question by the member from Southwest Pacific and the intervention both by the member for Europe and the coordinator for Latin America and the Caribbean. From what I understand, having discussed this matter with the Secretariat, as you know, at every Commission meeting, we affirm the host country's four committees. At that time, when the Sugars Committee comes onto the floor, so to speak, the United Kingdom could offer it up and Colombia could accept as the host country and could specify that it intends, as the UK has done for many years, it's willing to host the committee as long as there's no work. Colombia could specify that it is willing to host this committee for the purpose of developing the standard for Panela in order to be completely transparent. And then, as a matter of course, every year when we review the hosting of committees and the Panela work is done, presumably Colombia would give it back up again. But who knows what the future might bring. Colombia might develop a taste for sugar. Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Chair. But from the critical review angle, except for this issue which we have seemed to be to have resolved, there is no... Is there any comment that anybody would like to make? Can the committee agree to forward this proposal to the Commission? Okay. Thank you. The next item is a proposal for developing a regional standard for labor products. This was a proposal which CC Asia, Korea had made in CC Asia, and during the discussions it was felt that since the item is globally traded, it is also produced in other countries, this should logically be a global standard. CC Asia proposed CC Asia proposed that this may be taken up in the Fish and Fishery Products Committee. When this proposal was discussed there, when this proposal was discussed there, it was felt that the Fisheries Committee has a heavy workload, first of all. Secondly, it was also felt that the terms of reference of the Fish Committee do not allow this product to be discussed there, and therefore it should be discussed back in the as a regional standard in CC Asia. The proposal has now come from CC Asia for approval of this new work. Any comments on this proposal? I see no comments. The coordinator for Asia would like to take the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and thank you very much for a short brief about the situation of our progress of this standard. But the current status is there is no new agreement from Asia to agree on standard level, become a regional standard. And we propose that the new work is rediscussed in the next CC Asia meeting. That's the position.
So what do you mean to say that this is not a proposal as of now?
Yeah,
it is still to be discussed in CC Asia?
CC Asia, next coming Asia meeting.
Oh. But that is not our understanding from the proposal.
Because from the Tromso Norway meeting, the proposal was sent it back to the CC Asia.
Yes, I agree that it has been sent back from
Tromso
from the Fish and Fishery Products Committee to be considered as a regional standard in CC Asia. I would request Madam Secretary to explain the position.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As indicated in the Annex, Annex 2 to the working document, where there is the background and the extract from the discussion, our understanding was in the first paragraph, background, at the end it said CC Chair agreed that should the proposal for new work not be supported by Fish Committee, the Republic of Korea would propose forward the proposal for new work on a regional standard to the next session of the Commission. So our understanding was CC Asia had agreed that if the Committee on Fish did not agree to do worldwide standard, then the project document, the proposal for new work at the regional level will be prepared by Republic of Korea for consideration by this Commission. So that was our understanding. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Yes, I do recall that discussion in CC Asia. So, can the committee agree to forward this proposal to the Commission? You have any comments to make once again?
Yeah. This is the kind of what you call it, the situation, because the CCCP noted that it was premature to consider an international standard for leather products and then and agree not to start the new work at this time, but to encourage the CC Asia to develop a regional standard for leather products. That's the
Thank you, Coordinator from Asia. That is also our understanding from the report of the CC Asia and also from the proposal. Are there any other comments? I see none, so we move ahead. The next proposal for new work is to develop criteria and parameters for screening methods for biotoxins in the standard for live and raw bivalve mollusks. Are there any comments from the committee? I see none, so we move on. The next proposal is from the Fish Committee to develop a code of practice for fish and fishery products, essentially a section on sturgeon caviar. Any comments? Coordinator for Asia, you want to take the floor? Okay. So I see no comments, no flags. Okay. The next proposal is from the Fruits and Vegetables Committee to develop a standard for golden passion fruit. Any comments from the floor? I see no comments. Thank you very much. We move ahead. The next item for new work is inclusion of new substances into the guidelines for the production, processing, labeling, and marketing of organically produced foods. Any comments? I see no comments. Thank you very much. We move to the next proposal to develop a standard for certain quick frozen vegetables. It's a proposal from the Processed Fruits and Vegetables Committee. Any comments, please? I see no flags. Thank you very much. The next item is to develop a standard for certain canned fruits. Any comments, please? I see no comments. Thank you very much. The next proposal is for developing a priority list for the establishment of MRLs for pesticides. There's no project document. It's an ongoing work. Any comments? No. Thank you very much. We move to Agenda 9 at 2, where we have four proposals, out of which two we have just considered, the standard for certain quick frozen vegetables and the standard for certain canned fruits. So we move on to the third one, which is a proposal for developing a regional standard for Doog. It's a proposal from the Near East Committee. Any comments on this? I see no flags. Thank you very much. And the last one is the definition and criteria for proprietary methods in Codex standards for inclusion in the procedural manual. Again, there is no project document on this. Any comments, please? I see no flags. We now move back to the document Agenda 9, where there are proposals for discontinuation of work. The first proposal for discontinuation of work is from CCFO. Just 1 second, I'll read it out. The amendment to the standard for olive oils and olive pomace oils, linoleic acid levels. There were three options, and eventually there was no consensus in the committee. And therefore, it was proposed that this be discontinued. We don't take comments. We've already talked about it. And the second one is from the Food Additives Committee. Is the draft and proposed draft food additive provisions of the GSFA, where there was a proposal for discontinuing work on the provisions concerning fruits and vegetable juices and their concentrates with regard to lauric arginate ethyl ester. Any comments? Thank you very much. We then go back to Agenda 9, Add 1, where there are two proposals for discontinuation of work. The first one is the draft amendment to the general standard for the labeling of prepackaged food definitions. This is with regard to discontinue the work on separate definition for modern biotechnology. Any comments? Thank you very much. And the last one is the proposed discontinuation of work on the proposed draft standard for processed cheese. This item was proposed for discussion by the coordinating committees, and there were different views expressed by different regional coordinating committees. I'd like to have the comments from the executive committee. The coordinator from the Near East, please.
Shukran. شكراً سيد الرئيس. بالنسبة لإيقاف العمل فيما يخص الأجبان المصنعة، أبدت لجنة الشرق الأدنى موقفاً حول هذا الموضوع، وقد أوصت بمواصلة سعيد. أوكي. بالنسبة لموضوع الأجبان وإيقاف العمل، بالنسبة لموضوع الأجبان المصنعة، قد أبدت لجنة الشرق الأدنى في دورتها السادسة على اقتراح على مواصلة العمل بهذه المواصفة، طبعا وذلك نظر لأهمية هذا المنتج في إقليمنا. شكرا.
Thank you, coordinator for Near East, coordinator for Europe, please, and then coordinator from NASFAP.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. The CCC Euro Committee supported discontinuation of work on processed cheese. As processed cheese is traded at the international level, developing regional standards would be acting against rules of procedural manual. Having in mind that for many years the Codex Committee for Milk and Milk Products could not reach consensus on this subject, on this project, as well as no trade problems were identified in international trade of processed cheese, it is broadly justified to discontinue works on standard for processed cheese. Thank you very much for your attention.
Thank you, coordinator for Europe. Coordinator from NASA, please.
Thank you, Chair. The 11th session of CC NASWAP also agreed discontinued the work for similar reasons as pointed out by the coordinator for Europe. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any other comments? Just to remind the committee of the comments, very brief comments that have come from different coordinating committees. CC Africa has supported development of national regional standards for cheese. The CC Asia suggests that we should continue to work on cheese, develop standards for cheese. Europe, we have just heard. The Coordinating Committee for Latin American and Caribbean countries has also proposed that we should continue to work, but they have proposed that we should develop two standards, one for processed cheese in general and the other for processed cheese preparations. The Near East, we have just heard that they need to continue work. And the Coordinating Committee for North America and Southwest Pacific has also said that we do not need to continue work. So there is a clear division of views between the coordinating committees. What I would like to propose to the committee for consideration, and if we can make this recommendation to the commission, is that we suspend work on this for some time, say 3 years. We give it a break. And during this time, the countries may wish to put together the difficulties that they have faced in trade, if any, because that was the reason why it was proposed by those countries, by those regions. And thirdly, if any regional committee would like to develop a regional standard for cheese, like has been proposed by CC Africa, then they may take the necessary steps in that direction. This is my proposal to the committee. If we can agree to these suggestions, then we can make a proposal to the commission. Are there any objections to this proposal? I see none. The coordinator from Near East would like to take the floor.
شكرا سيد الرئيس. هو الاقتراح الذي قامت به هيئة الدستور الغذائي هو عرض هذه المسألة على اللجان الإقليمية. واليوم نلاحظ أن أغلب اللجان التي أبدت رأي في مواصلة العمل. واقتراحك يقترح إيقاف العمل والأشياء التي قدمت لإيقاف العمل هي عدم التوافق حول هذه المواصفة، وثانيا عدم وجود إشكاليات. أنا أتساءل إذا كان هناك مواصفات اليوم دستور الغذائي ليست هناك إشكاليات بالنسبة للمنتجات أخرى، لأن هناك مواصفات معتمدة. فإذا حذفنا هذه المواصفات فهناك في هذه الفترة يصبح هناك إشكاليات في المنتج. إذن وجود مواصفة للأجبان المصنعة هو الذي يحمي المستهلك على مستوى العالمي من التجاوزات ومن الإشكاليات. فلا يمكن أن ندفع بأن عدم وجود إشكاليات في المنتج يرخص لنا بحذف مواصفة ما في الدستور الغذائي، وإلا فسنحذف على الأقل 50% من وصفات الدستور الغذائي إذا اعتمدنا هذا التمشي. شكرا.
Thank you, coordinator for Near East. Are there any other views from the floor, from the committee? Member for Europe, please.
Sorry, it's really just a point of clarification. We've heard from a number of committees that, regional committees, that this product is either important or, given the lack of progress, that actually the work should be discontinued. On that basis, I'm not quite clear. It would seem to me that if there is work, it should be done on an international basis rather than a regional basis, because surely if regional committees decided to adopt regional standards for processed cheese, you're going to end up with quite a number of different standards operating in different regions. So I'm not quite sure how this fits in with the sort of codex remit for international standards. So it would be useful just to sort of tease that out, I think. So that was really related to your second point, your second proposal about regional committees should be able to develop their own regional standards. Thank you.
Thank you, Member for Europe. In fact, there's a proposal from CC Africa that if worldwide standards are not possible because there is a difference of views on developing global standards, then the regional standard for Africa could be developed. And there could be a possibility that other regions would be interested in similar regional standards. And we need to see as to how it takes shape. But at the moment, we do not see a convergence of views on this, this point of time, to develop international standards. Member for Asia, please, and then member for Southwest Pacific.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. If I'm not mistaken, there has already been international or codex, I mean, it was not really codex before, but the codex standards for processed cheese and the cheese, processed cheese preparations. If regional standards in plural to be developed, then what will happen to these standards?
You mean the current standard? There's a proposal for discontinuation of work. Oh, the member for Southwest Pacific, please.
Thank you, Chair. I'd just like to recall that CCMMP discussed this almost from its first session over a 15, 16-year period. And over that time, there was absolutely no consensus on critical issues in the standard. So at the end point of the 16-year discussions, we were no closer to determination of the critical areas that we were seeking to address in the international standard. Certainly, you know, if we are talking about developing a global standard for processed cheese, the case is very clear, at least from the committee's perspective, and the committee made its recommendation after extensive deliberations and after exhausting almost all of the efforts to reach consensus on various issues. So we would just simply reiterate that the question of developing international standard is going to be very difficult to address if we were to prolong the discussion on that. But having said that, the regional committees were given the opportunity to put forward their views, and some regional committees have suggested the continuation of this work, and also raised the question of developing regional standards. Now, we have reservations, and some regional committees and the Milk Committee have raised questions about the practicalities of developing regional standards, or even the desirability of having multiple regional standards. So there again, questions have been raised on advisability of going down that track. But that said, regional committees have the opportunity to clarify what nature and extent of trade problems in this area, and put forward specific proposals for critical review within the context of the Commission and the Executive Committee. So that opportunity is there, and it is it will be there regardless of the Commission's acceptance of the recommendations of CCMMP. So the point I'd like to make is that without prejudice to continuing discussions in regional coordinating committees and further development of their thinking on direction of future work in this area, that the clear course of action is to accept the recommendations of CCMMP in this area, but you know, leave open the opportunity for continuing discussions in those regional coordinating committees where there is interest in continuing this work. So I'd just like to put that suggestion on the table.
Thank you, Member for Southwest Pacific. Member for North America, please.
Well, just to reiterate our views on this. First of all, with regard to the international standard, I think the member from Southwest Pacific has articulated very clearly the problems, and perhaps this relates back a little bit to our priority-setting exercise. Again, it's a question of what do we spend our time doing, and when a committee has exhausted all possible avenues, that's probably one good reason for not getting back into the business. And I just want to make a point also about regional standards. I think it's fine to say that we will let the regional committees decide what to do. I was sort of thumbing through my procedural manual because I'm not an expert on it, but I'm pretty sure there's a place in the procedural manual that talks about the criteria for regional standards. And so I guess we could ask the regional committees or let them do what they wanted to do, but I would hope that the commission would not accept that regional standards on an internationally traded product would be appropriate.
Thank you, Member for North America. The point is well taken. Member for Latin America and Caribbean, please.
Gracias, señor presidente. Latinoamérica y el Caribe han sido uno de los comités que ha señalado que debería haber norma para el queso fundido. Coincidimos con lo que ha dicho el coordinador de Oriente Medio respecto de que no hay problemas porque no existe una norma internacional de referencia, razón por la cual la única obligación que hay es la de cumplir con la norma del país de destino. Entendemos que es un tema complejo porque de hecho la realidad es que no ha sido posible consensuar una norma. Ahora bien, hay tres comités, por lo menos, comités regionales que han respondido favorablemente a la necesidad de avanzar. En lo particular, soy de la idea de que no debería trabajarse a nivel regional, que debería ser a nivel internacional. Creo que no estamos en condiciones de hacerlo a través del Comité de la Leche y Productos Lácteos, en tanto y en cuanto la comisión o el comité ejecutivo no examine de alguna manera el tema y en todo caso en una próxima reunión o luego de pasado un lapso, examine posibles vías de acción, teniendo en cuenta dónde han estado los problemas para llegar a un consenso sobre una norma para el queso fundido, cuáles podrían ser los caminos para tratar de superar los obstáculos que hay y ver de dar algún tipo de respuesta a todas las regiones o a los países que entienden que debería haber una norma. Quizás no debería ser tan prescriptiva, no sé, me parece que a lo mejor habría que examinar posibles alternativas que den algún nivel de orientación a los países, aunque no sea totalmente detallada. Gracias.
Thank you, member for Latin American Caribbean countries. It's correct that if there is a product which is internationally traded and it is produced internationally, then we can't have a regional standard for that. I mean, we have to be consistent eventually in our work. I mean, that is the position that we have been taking, so we certainly appreciate that point. Then the question arises about the discussions in the CCMMP. For the last several years, these discussions have been going on, and there is no convergence. So if there is no convergence, in spite of the fact that four regional committees suggest or support a development of standards, there is still no convergence. So if that be so, then our procedural manual, our critical review procedures, does say that if there is no consensus on working something, then we need to take a break. We need to discontinue, and that is what the proposal has come from CCMMP. And if there are any trade issues, there are trade angles, then countries need to come forward, provide information, inputs to the CCMMP so that they can consider this. So I would therefore propose that we discontinue work on cheese and call for information, call for data from the countries, from the member countries, to the CCMMP through the Secretariat over the next, say, 3 years, if there is consistently... Sorry? Okay. And then take a view as to how we need to proceed. The information that would come from the National Codex contact points or from the member countries would be synthesized by the Secretariat, and then a proposal can be placed before the CC exec in 2015 to take a view as to how we need to proceed on this. At the moment, there does not seem to be any consensus. If there was consensus, then we would not have waited for 15 years developing the standard. So that is the proposal for consideration by the committee. If this can be agreed, then this would go to the commission. And we discontinue the work, of course. Can the committee agree to this proposal? I see no objections. Thank you very much. So we now conclude work on this agenda. I was just seeing the clock also. It's exactly 4 o'clock, so we take a coffee break and come back to work in 15 minutes. Thank you very much.